to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And this is a segment, Soul Inspirations. At the very outset, dear listeners, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, grateful and prayerful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Today is 3rd of January, 2019. Yes, today is the first Thursday of this year, 2019, and I take this opportunity to wish you all a happy, holy, prosperous and fruitful New Year, 2019. May you all get Swami's blessings more and more this year, 2019. In fact, may all of us. Let us pray Bhagwan to fulfill all our prayers in the year 2019, in this year. All right, as the New Year celebrations, we saw many programs in Sai Golanth Hall. In fact, every year on the 1st of January, we celebrate the New Year, and also as an alumni meet. That is, the alumni of Bhagwan's educational institutions come from different parts of the world to Prashanthi Nilayam to celebrate their New Year, and they have a get-together. Because the alumni wants to begin the new year with Swami's blessings, of course. So 31st of December and 1st of January, we had many programs by the alumni of Swami's Institute. On 31st of December, we had programs by the alumni of Swami's Primary School and Secondary School, Higher Secondary School. And in the 1st of January, we had the programs by Swami's alumni of the institute, and all these programs were webcast live through radiosai.org and also through Radio Sai's YouTube channel. If you have missed them, please do go to Radio Sai's YouTube channel and watch them. And now, today is 3rd of January and the countdown has started for the next major event in Prashanthi calendar, that is the annual sports and cultural meet of Swami's Educational Institute. It will take place on 11th of this month, and the students are practicing and are preparing for this event. And on 14th of this month, we will celebrate the festival of Makar Sankranti. So even this month, the festival, the celebrations is continuing as always. All right, this is the segment Soul Inspirations, and I've once again, welcome you all to this segment. Well, the time in our studio is already 11:15, so we have got just 15 minutes for this segment. So today it's going to be super short segments for Inspirations, SSSI. All right, so let me, without taking much of your time, go and play the playlist for today's Soul Inspirations. In fact, as I said, we have got only 15 minutes. So I'll be playing for you a bhajan, and followed by the bhajan, I'll play for you, as always, an episode of the video series Golden History. The audio of the episode I'll be playing for you. So once again, today's segment is going to be very short, 15 minutes. And at 11:30, we'll be joined by Brother Biju for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. Have a listen, please. Jai Sai Ram.
Shri Raghavam
दशरथात्मजम प्रमेयम् सीतापतिम् रघुकुलान्मय रत्नदीपम् आजानुबाहुं अरविन्द दलायताक्षम् रामं निशाचरं विनाशकरं नमामि नमामि श्रीरघुनन्दन दशरथनन्दन श्रीरघुनन्दन दशरथनन्दन
The Pandavas have chosen God's grace over man's might, master over men. Now their victory is certain. Even as there seems no other alternative but the warpath, all the Pandavas, along with King Drupada and Lord Krishna, have assembled at Upaplavya in King Virata's kingdom to deliberate on the future course of action.
O warriors of matchless valor, all Shastras and scriptures make it the obligation of every king to guide all mankind along the right path. Heed to the wise, teach the ignorant, guide the innocent and punish the wicked. Ensure dharma is upheld. If anyone resists its reign, hesitate not to draw his obedience through death.
It is in this injunction that the war with the Kauravas becomes our only resort to uphold dharma.
But O King of Panchala, the solution for a headache is not chopping the head. My heart shudders to heap horrors of death and pain upon humanity. I implore thee not to drown hearts in the wretchedness of a selfish revenge.
What selfishness is it to scathe those awful beasts that have slain dharma on the altars of greed and jealousy? Was it not their wretchedness that watched in shameless silence when my daughter was dishonored in the royal court? In the burning flames of their funeral pyres, I shall pour my agony and unburden my heart.
Then dress not your revenge in the guise of dharma. Mingle not your ire in the obligations of a king. Let not your emotions cloud your wisdom. O wise men, all doors to peace are not yet shut.
Madhusudana, it is not that we have not tried peace before. The head priest was sent as a messenger to convey that the terms of the exile had been served. But he was mocked and sent back.
Sanjaya too came from Hastinapura, and alas, the message of the king was, be wherever you are, and be at peace.
Patience is of no avail. No matter how hard you try, Duryodhana would not yield.
O Dhananjaya, it is not just about Duryodhana. Forget not noble men like Bhishma and Drona. They should certainly be given a chance.
Speak not of their nobility, O Krishna, that dissolves in shameless silence in the royal court.
O King of Virata, let not meanness of revenge and blindness of anger smite your soul. O men of noble birth, place your discrimination on the pedestal of brotherhood. Let us talk only of peace and not of war.
Krishna, we are no meek force to beg for peace time and again. Lances of Dharmaja have broken the bosoms of countless demons. The mace of Bhima, mightier than the Vajrayuda, shall deport thousands to the portals of death in a single sweep. The Gandhiva of Arjuna is a third eye of Mahadeva, spitting fire. The swords of Sahadeva and Nakula shall spell doom with every slice.
But history will not talk of your might, Vayunandana. It weighs you by your values. Your valor is but a curse on humanity if it cannot usher peace to your fellow. Go, go fan the storms of hatred and ravage the world and let history mock. Oh, how supremely foolish art thou, men. Thou sold your souls to the wily anger's lust.
Oh, Krishna, what about my daughter's untied hair?
Is a droplet of blood on your daughter's hair far worthier than tears of countless mothers, O king? Transcend your petty selves and weigh them on the scales of greater good. Where hath all your compassion gone, O Nakula? Let not the words spoken in mindless rage be foolish bindings on your actions. What is your opinion, O Dharmaja?
O Krishna, we know not what to do. Smitten by failure and haunted by misery, confused we stand. Lead us, O Lord, for you alone know what is right. We surrender to thee.
So we unanimously decide to be patient and make one last attempt for peace. Let me visit the royal court of Hastinapur. I shall be your messenger of peace.
Hey Vishwanath, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे विश्वनाथ, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे विश्वनाथ, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे विश्वनाथ, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान,
दया करो, दया करो, भगवान,
दया करो, दया करो,
दया करो,
भगवान,
दया करो, दया करो, दया करो, भगवान, विश्वनाथ, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान,
हे विश्वनाथ, हे गौरीनाथ, हे साईनाथ भगवान,
दया करो, करो दया करो भगवान हे विश्वनाथ है गौरीनाथ है साईनाथ भगवान साईनाथ भगवान।